GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. It's Alex here, and today we're diving into a few stories that remind us that the crypto world isn't always moonshots and McLarens. Spoiler alert, the ride is a bit bumpy. First up, let's take a look at the carnage over at BlackRock's Bitcoin ETF. A year ago, the average investor in BlackRock's spot Bitcoin ETF was sitting pretty with a 30% gain. Fast forward to today, and they're down 40%. In mathematical terms, that's a stomach-churning 70 percentage point swing. The fallout? Investors just yanked $1.79 billion from U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs in a single week, marking the second largest exodus since these products launched in January 2024. BlackRock's IBIT alone saw $444.5 million walk out the door in just one day on June 26th. For those keeping score, this is the fund's longest losing streak, with 7 consecutive days of outflows. Let's just say the average Joe, who thought they were sitting on a golden ticket, is now holding a not-so-golden bag. Moving on to Ethereum, where the foundation has decided it's time for a financial detox. The organization, which has been the shepherd of Ethereum since its inception, just axed 54 jobs. That's roughly 20% of their workforce if you're counting heads. They also put the kibosh on their privacy research lab, which was responsible for nifty projects like PlasmaFold and Semaphore. Add to that a 40% budget cut for 2026, and you're looking at a serious belt-tightening exercise. Ethereum's price reflects the mood, down 44% year-to-date. This isn't just some passing phase, it's a structural overhaul. The foundation is rebranding into 5 domain-focused clusters and shifting to an endowment model, aiming to spend only 5% of their treasury assets annually by 2030. This is a long-term play, but let's hope the market doesn't lose interest by then. Lastly, let's talk about a classic DeFi drama. A hacker just pulled off a heist on Resupply, turning a $4,000 flash loan into a $9.5 million windfall in less time than it takes to watch a feature film. The breach exploited a governance-approved lending market for a wrapped staked USD token, OSTUSR. The vault went live, and 90 minutes later, it was as empty as a dry martini glass. The kicker here? Resupply's team has been eerily quiet, offering only a tweet without any hint of a bounty or negotiation. The community is naturally up in arms, but the lack of response raises questions about the protocol's future and its security. So what do these stories mean for the builders and job seekers in the cryptosphere? Well, brace yourselves. For developers, resilience and innovation are key. The current climate is a proving ground for true builders who can navigate financial downturns and security breaches. If you're a job seeker, focus on roles that emphasize security and risk management. They're in high demand. As for the founders, it's a reminder to keep an eye on governance structures and investor sentiment. The winds are shifting, and there's no room for complacency. That's all for today. Keep grinding. Keep building and stay informed. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.